Okay, last week we started the sugya of Shmira Bebailim. We learned that even though there's rules of Shamar Chinam is chayav for Pshia, Shamar Sachar and Esach is chayav for Gneva Baveda, a Shoel is chayav for even an Ones, if the owner of the object is being watched is working for the Shomer, we're talking about Shamar Sachar, Shamar Chinam, but applies to all types of Shomrim. So then, even if it's a Pshia, we learned, even if the Shomer was Posheya, he's Pater from liability, because the Pasuk says, in Baal Avim, he's Pater. It says the Perish of Pasuk that a Shomer is Pater if the owner is of the object is working for him. We talked about that it's only if it's a Pshia, but if he was a Mazik, it'd be a Dayim. If you go and break it, so then he's a Mazik. He's not. That's not called a Shmira. That's not called a Shmira with a Pshia. We said with the example we gave were tools. If he left the tools outside that he was watching when it was raining, so that's a Pshia. Why don't you bring them in? But since the contractor is working for him, that's Shmira of a violin, and he's going to be part of it, even though it was a Pshia. If he went, then he was Shaleach Yad, we said. He gave it to another Shomer wrongly, so then he's going to be Chayiv. If he smashed it on the ground, he's not going to be a dying, he's Chayiv. We had a machlokus. What would happen if he was picking it up to take it in and he dropped it accidentally, b'shogeg? So there we had this machlokus of Beis Meir and the Erev Shai, whether that's called a mazik or that's called a pshia, assuming that he was negligent in dropping it, and that's how we left it last week. This week we're going to talk about some definitions of what exactly is called the malacha. Do you actually have to be doing the malacha? What's called the work of the owner to be in this rule of Shemira of the Bible. And next week we'll talk about some interesting specific cases, jobs that people have, whether they apply. But tonight we're going to talk about the following case, which is from the Tash Bates, which is a Kadmon. Here's a real case. Reuven was a jeweler, a jewelry maker, and Shimon brought Reuven some pieces of gold, 10 pieces of gold, and he asked him to take this gold and make a bracelet out of it. Reuven, the jeweler, said, "I'm sorry, right now I'm working on another job." And, by the way, Shimon wanted it today, or he said at the latest tomorrow. He needed it right away. So Reuven said, "I'm sorry, I'm working on a job already that they need that right away. I'm in the middle of it. And my worker didn't show up today. And there's no way I could get your job finished by tomorrow." So Shimon, the owner of the gold, said, "Look, I have a little bit of experience with making jewelry. I know how to bellow the fires to make melt the gold to make my bracelet. So finish your job. I'll even help you with it if you want to finish that first job you're doing, and then I'll work with you to make my bracelet." So Reuven agreed to that, and that's what happened. Reuven gave Shimon the stones for the job he was working with, and he helped to finish that one. Then when that was finished, he took the gold, and Reuven took the gold from Shimon, and Shimon, the owner of the gold, was bellowing the fires with him to help melt the gold, and Shimon made the bracelet. So that's all fine. Reuven made the bracelet with Shimon's help. So that's all fine. At that point, nothing went wrong yet. Now, like we learned already, since Reuven is an Uman, he's a craftsman, he's a Shomer Sachar, right? Because he's holding on to that gold. The gold is worth something to him because he's going to make a profit with it, so that's where he becomes a Shomer. Now, when the bracelet was finished, he called up Shimon and said, "The bracelet's finished." Shimon took it, and then he immediately came back and said, "Look, I really don't want to take it right now. Can I just leave it here? I'll leave it here and I'll pick it up later." And he left it on the chest, and Reuven just left it there. He didn't put it away. And when another customer came, a guy came to do business with Reuven, he turned his back, and apparently the guy stole it through Reuven's pshia. And now Shimon wants payment for the bracelet, or for at least the gold back, and Reuven doesn't want to pay. So that's the machlokes. So the case is, just reviewing quickly, right, this is where the Shemira of the Bible is going to be, that Shimon owns this gold. He's the owner of the gold. He's giving Reuven the gold to make the bracelet. Reuven says, "I'm sorry, I don't have time to get it done by tomorrow like you want. My work is not here. I'm in the middle of a job." Shimon offers to help him finish the first job. He offers to helping Bello to make his own bracelet. And then through Reuven's Pshia, the bracelet gets stolen. Is Reuven Chayev to pay for the gold?
Was it Shimon came and picked up the bracelet and then gave it back?
Yeah, somehow that important comment, the Tashbeis doesn't make say anything about it. He doesn't deal with that. Words, you're saying, and that's what the Pesachei Choshen asks on him, that why do you need this whole first part of the story? Once he picked it up, it's finished, and now I'm asking, I'm starting over again. So somehow, that's not an issue. It could be that he didn't actually take it for good. You have to know what the case was. Apparently he was just like looking at it and then he put it back. But somehow that did not end the Shmira. That we're given. Why did he say it? Why should it be like that? But I mean, that much of Tashbeis, I'm sure he just didn't explain the case well enough to see why that wasn't the end. Okay, so leaving that aside, let's first start with the easy halacha. The Gemara says, and we mentioned this briefly last week, we'll see it inside. Amar Rava, the Gemara talks about Shoel, that's what the Pasuk is talking about. Like we said last week, we're dealing with Shom Rechinim, but these Gemaras will be talking about a Shoel. That's the same halacha. So if you want to borrow something, and normally we're going to learn that Shoel is high for anything that happens, almost anything that happens, even an onus. But if you want to be smart, and you want to be Pater when you're a Shoel, name a lay. Tell the owner, Ashaken Maya, bring me water, when he's giving you the object for you to borrow. Why is that? Dahavi She'ela B'Bayon. Because then, when you borrow it, you're going to be borrowing it while the owner of the object is working for you. Right? Because, and here we see, and this is the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk, the definition of work means it doesn't have to be that he's getting paid. It doesn't have to be heavy work. It doesn't have to be work related to the object that you're borrowing. Last week we were talking about a contractor with his tools, and he's working for you with those tools, and you're watching those tools for him, but it doesn't have to be like that. You're borrowing a car from him, and you say, can you give me some water as he's giving you the keys, as you start watching it, borrowing it, bring me some water. At that point, it'll be She'ela B'Bayim, and from here you see that even though later on it gets lost, a week or two later, certainly after you finish drinking the water, after he served you the water, that's still called Shmira the violin. So that's a good trick. But the Gemara then says, be careful, if the owner is clever, and he learned this Gemara, now we all learned this Gemara, namely, he should tell the Shoel, the borrower, the Shomer, whatever type of Shomer it is, She'el B'disha, they change the Gerasa to Beresha, She'el Beresha, first borrow it, take the car first, V'hada Ashkiach, and then I'll give you the water later. Right? I don't want to give you the water now. First, take hold of the object that you're borrowing, and then I'll give you the water. So now it'll be a case where the Shmira started without the owner's working. Only after he started working for the borrower, or for whatever Shomer it was, and in that case there's no heter of Shmira the Baila. So this is Paskin and Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Mem Vav, that it doesn't make a difference if he was doing that malacha or he was doing some other malacha. And he brings this Mamish's case, even if he says, bring me water, that's called She'ela B'Vailim. Now just the Pesachei Choshen puts in one detail, and he says, you have to know, right, this is a good trick, right, if you always want to be Pater, get the owner to work for you when you borrow the object, when you start watching the object, when you become a Shomer. Okay, so bring me water. So let me try another. Let me take it a step further. Let me say, I'll put something on. He's coming with his car, and I'll have him do some work for me without him. I'll put something of mine in his car that he should wash for me. And then later when he says, what happened to the thing you borrowed? I'll say, look, you were working for me because you borrowed something for me. You just didn't know about it. Right? So the Pesachei Choshen said that doesn't help. It only helps if the owner knows he's working for the shomer. But if the shomer like sneaks behind and puts something in the owner's yard so that he'll be working for him when he doesn't realize it, so that doesn't count. He has to at least know that he's working for the shomer. He doesn't have to know that it's going to make the shomer pater. As the Gemara says, this is the way you can trick someone into becoming pater all the time. He doesn't have to know that it's going to make him pater, but he does have to know that he's doing some work. So the Pisri Choshen just puts it on, like you can't just put something on the person's donkey. He's pointing a Meiri. That you can't just put something on the person's donkey, and now that your animal's working for me, it's carrying my load, unless the owner actually knows it. But the halacha is, once again, that whatever the owner of the object does for the shomer, whatever type of shomer it is, at the time when the halacha begins, that makes him pater. That makes the shomer pater from any liability, even of shia.
When we say pater, for any liability?
Even negligence, right? Even negligence, like we said last week, not if he's mazik at the yodayim, if he breaks it on purpose, but he's pater even from negligence. Okay, so that's easy. Now, when's it called that he started working? Like, it's hard. The Gemara has a problem. The Mishnah said, we had the Mishnah last week, the Mishnah says that if he worked first and then he borrowed, so that also counts as Shmira V'Vailim. So the Gemara makes a deal. Minigtoni Seifa, since the Seifa says, V'achar kach shal es apara, that he borrowed the cow afterwards, Mechlal de Reisha de Tani Ima. When the Reisha says that he borrowed it with him, the Reisha of the Mishnah says, Hasho el Safar Vishal Ba Aleha Ima. He borrowed a cow and he also had the owner work for him, or he hired the worker work with it, with the borrower. That's Mashma Ima Mamish. That's Mashma. At the same exact moment that he borrowed the cow, the owner started working for him. So the Gemara asks, Ima Mamish Mimash Kachasla. How can you find it exactly at the same moment? Because par v'mashicha, you're fired for washing the cow v'mashicha when you pull it into your possession. What we have here in the beginning, when the shmira actually starts, here it's mashma that as soon as you make a kinyan, that's when you become responsible. We had others say that it means when the owners go away, even if you didn't actually make a kinyan yet. But anyway, the par, as soon as you pull it, that's when you make a kinyan mashicha. That's when you're responsible. But the Bailim become working for you. As soon as they agree to work for you, they're already in your employment. So how can you? So I can understand the second case, that they agreed, okay, can you watch my cow for me? Fine. Can you work for me? Fine. So when you agree to work for me, you're chayiv to work already. Through that agreement, you're a mirror that makes you chayiv to work. When I agree to watch your object, I'm not a shomer until I actually take it. So how can you find a case where they're simultaneously happening right away, that at that same time that I become a shomer? So the Gemara deals with it. But from the lashon of the Gemara, the Rishonim say, you see from here that to be called Shmira V'Vailim, as soon as the owner agrees to work, L'chora, as soon as he says he's going to work, that's called Shmira V'Vailim. But that's what the Gemara seems to be saying. Tosfos asks Akasha from the next Gemara that I have here, Bava Metzia Daf Pei Aleph. Amen Aleph, there is a Maisa. Hano Aho Loi, there are people that were selling Ohel. Rashi says Tupshatim, one shot Ohel is a spice, the other shot is it's a detergent, it's a type of soap. So anyway, they were a group of people who sold Ohel. The Chol Yama have Afi Lachaminai, they had a rotation every day. One of these dealers would bake the bread for everyone else of that group. So one day came along and they told one of them, bake the bread. The Gemara first thinks it was his day. The Gemara is going to Maskon is going to say that they were asking him to do a favor, but that's not Nagaya us. They asked him to bake. It was his day to bake now. So he told them, wash my cloak for me, wash my clothes. In other words, he wanted them, whether I was a Kavan or not, but he wanted them to work for him. In the meantime, he was Poshaya they were Poshaya in his clothes, and it got stolen. So Asa Lakame to Rapapa, they gave him before Rapapa, and Chayvinu, he made them Chayiv to pay, because they were a Shomer. He was working for them, but they were a Shomer. He asked them to wash his coat. So they made him Chayiv to pay. So Amalei Rabbanan Rapapa, the Rabbanan asked Rapapa, Amai, why should he be Chayiv? Shia ben Bailim, who? They are a Shomer of the baker. They're a Shomer for the baker washing his coat. But the baker is working for them. The baker is baking for them. So that should be a typical case of Shmira the Bailim. He said, I'm going to bake for you. I'd like you to watch my coat. And they took the coat, and he's baking for them. So Rav Papa was interested. Rav Papa got embarrassed. He made a mistake. But Lesof, Iglai Mills, at the end, it came out, the Haushai to Shikava Koshasi. At that time, he wasn't really baking. He was drinking beer. So when they took the coat, they became a shomer. He was drinking beer. He wasn't working for them yet. So that's why Rav Papa had not made a mistake in Psah. It wasn't Shemir Revilem, and he was right that they should be Chayiv for their Shia in watching the coat.
And he said he was going to bake?
Yeah, he agreed to.
Because we just have it, that's when he becomes a...
So Tosu says, from here you see, he agreed to bake. But what do you do with the Gemara we just said, when you say with an Amira, you become
right.
A baker? That's Tosu's Kasha. Yeah. Right? He said he would do it. And he was going to, he just delayed it by drinking beer first. Right? That was, he delayed it. So why isn't that called Shmira Revilem? So Tosus answers, I have on the second side of the handout, that it's only called, when the Gemara says Amira, it can't just be Stam Amira, just a speech. He has to actually have started the process. He's preparing himself, he's walking over to the job, he has to be doing something. Lav Dafka, be an Avitai, they don't have to actually be working. Al Bishas Halichosen, when they're walking, Al Fiyam is Zananas Malaylach, just getting ready to go. The last is then to do it. Chosha be an Avitai, that's called working. Avavadi Mishas Amira, Shakodim Pisut Malach, but if it's just a speech, just an agreement, an oral agreement, before the actual job has been decided, right? Okay, I'll bake for you, but we didn't get into details yet. So lo chashuv she'ela bebailam. That's not called she'ela bebailam. And he brings a raya from this Gemara of how shai teshikah b'shas. He was drinking beer at that time. The Rosh also seems to say the same thing. He brings a raya that when we say that you don't have to actually be working, amira helps. That's when you prepare shem ezan and manita nasman. They get ready to start going. That's called working. But if he just said he's going to do it, that doesn't count. That's not called Shmira Bebayim yet. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins is Chilik, that Shulchan Aruch says, Shol Habal Ben Yisratza Liya Sholo, he agreed to work for the other person. Even though the owner did not start working for the Shomer yet, Bishas Mashicha Zapara, when he took the para, Ela Mazmin Umechen Asma Lelechas, he's preparing himself to go, Choshev Shapir Imam B'malachta, that's called that he's with him with his work. Of Amira, but with just a speech, Sha'omer Leo Shola, that he says, I'll work for you, but Hechen Asim Malach, he didn't do anything. Lo Avi She'ela Mabaylam, that's not called She'ela Mabaylam, that doesn't count. Right? Like the Rishonim we saw, the Shachis, like I think what Meir is saying, he says that the Rosh doesn't even mean that. He says, the Rosh just thinks Shad in the Gemara. But the Rosh, and he says, Tosus also hold that Amira is enough. I think what he's saying is, so what Tosus is asking the Kasha in the case of the OL dealers, I think what he must be saying is that before we even get there, what do we do with this first case that we said? Right? We said that if you want to be potter, tell him to give you some water. If the owner is smart, he'll say, borrow it first and then I'll give you the water. Right? Why don't we have a raya from there that just an amir, just an agreement to work isn't enough, because we're saying that if I tell you to borrow it and then I'm agreeing to give you the water, but you borrow it first, then that's not called a shomer b'vaylam. I'm not called working for you until I actually work. Why don't we have a raya from there? So I think there it's different, because there it's clearly, there the owner is clearly saying, I will work for you after you borrow it. I'm not working for you now. But even I'm agreeing to work for you at a certain time in the future, but I'm not working for you now. I'm just agreeing that, sure, I'll get you water, but I first want you to borrow it. I'm not your worker until after you become a shoel, and then it's not Shemir of the Vilem anymore.
Huh?
I think that's what the Shach is saying. Like you're agreeing with Meir that what's happening over there is that the way the Shach's understanding tells us that if he says, if he didn't actually start baking it, he's drinking beer, that's like saying, okay, I'll bake. but I'm not doing it. I'm going to drink beer until you actually take my coat. I'm not starting yet. And that's what Tosfos means. If it was before Amira Kodem Pisuk Malacha, it's an Amira before the Malacha, there was an agreement. He's not agreeing, he's not starting the job yet. An agreement to do it means that I'm going to do it right now. And there'll be an Amira right now. I agreed to work. It just, it takes me a while to get ready, and I didn't actually start yet. But I am now your worker. I'm your painter now. I just didn't start painting it, but I agree to be your painter now, so I'm your painter. These cases, the one Tosfos is bringing in, and the one, the first Gemara that we brought, they're specifically saying, we're not going to, we agreed to work for you, but the work's not going to begin until after you become a Shomer. And the Pesach question does bring that also, that from a couple of years ago, so we spoke about what it, at what point, when you agree to work for someone, can't you back down? So he wants to say that maybe that'll be a difference, that if you made a certain agreement that you can't back out of, so that's already called a Shemir of Avilim. But if it's something that you can back out of, like you're saying, so that's not called Shemir of Avilim yet. And just to point out a third sheet of the Gra, the Gaon brings from the Rambam, that he disagrees with this whole thing. The Rambam holds, it's, you're not called Imam and Malach, you're not called, it's not called Shemir Levalim until the work actually begins. And not the agreement, not an oral agreement, not even the preparation. You have to actually be working. He's Medayik, the Rambam, that the Shulchan Aruch is holding like the Rambam, but he says the Rush and Tosfos disagree. So, Lemaisa, I think most Poskim do agree with these other Rishonim, that at least the beginning, the preparation to start working makes you a Shemir Revilem, that will already give the Shomer that heter. And it could be, according to the Shach, even if you didn't actually start, just the agreement, as long as the agreement is to start now, I just didn't get to it yet. But there's a oral agreement to start working at the time that he takes the object to watch, that'll be a couture of Shemira Revilem. So that's the second thing I wanted to talk about, that the Malacha doesn't, according to most of Shonim, at least not like the Rambam and the way the Gaon says, the Shmira doesn't have, the job doesn't have to actually have started when the Shmira begins, as long as there's at least preparation or maybe even just an oral agreement, that's enough to be called a Shmira Levayim. That'll be Nogeya when we talk about this case of the Tashbates. The third issue begins with another Gemara, also in Tzadi Zion and Bavmetsiya. Mirema bar Chanina Ogar Kudnaisa Bechuzoi. Mirema bar Chanina rented out his donkey to people in Bechuzoi. So they are Socher, they're the Shomrim now, and he's the owner. Nafag Leruya to an Abadai, he went out to help them load the animal. And later, Pashuvamis, they took the animal and they were Pashe with it, and the animal died. So also, Tami de Rava, they came before Rava to get a psak. V'chayvinu, he made them chayiv because they're hosheya. So Amar Rabban LeRava, the Chacham said to Rava, Shia b'Bailim he. This is a case of Shia b'Bailim. The owner was working; he would help them load the animal, so he's working for them. And we said he doesn't have to get paid. The fact that he's helping them, that's called Shemira b'Bailim. So Ichsev Rava was embarrassed. This time it's interesting that there's a third Gemara also that Amoraim are embarrassed after having made a mistake with Shia B'Bailim. I'm not sure why you don't have it so often that someone makes a psak and then they're embarrassed. But there's three cases that we have of them being embarrassed of a mistake with Shia B'Bailim. But here also, L'sov Igloi Milsa, it became revealed at the end, the L'mesa Tunu D'Nofa, that Miremer didn't, the way Rashi seems to understand, Miremer didn't actually help them load the animal. What he did was he was going out to watch what they were doing. And if he's watching to do what they were doing to make sure they wouldn't overload his animal, he was going after his good, not for the good of the Shomer. So,
and he happened to help them load.
What?
He happened to help them load.
Well, that we'll see in a second. But from
he didn't
want to overload it. So we'll see in a second. Rashi doesn't seem to say that. Rashi just seems to say that he was just going out to see. To see that they shouldn't mess it up, they shouldn't ruin his donkey.
Like
it was his self-interest. But we see from this Gemara that if I'm working for you for my interest, not for your interest, the Shomer, that's not called Shmira B'Bailim. When is it called that I'm working for you? When I'm working for you to help you, I'm going to give you water. I'm going to fix your house. I'm doing something for you. But if I'm doing it for me, I'm going out to watch you to make sure that you don't overload my donkey, that you don't, you know, use my machine in the wrong way. That's why I'm going to help you, to make sure you don't ruin my thing. That's now called Shmira Bevayilim. Okay, so what happens if you actually are helping them, you're doing both? So the Rach says different than Rashi. The Rabbeinu Chananel says, at the end what happened was, it's not that he went out just to watch what they were doing. He went to lift it with them to, like, try to quietly see how heavy is this thing. Right? You don't go say, let me feel that before you put it on. Okay, let me help you. So as they're helping him, so he can feel how heavy it is. So that was in his interest. So from the Rabbeinu Chananel, we see a chiddush, that even though he's actually helping, he is helping them. He's helping them load the animal. But since that help was for his own self-interest, that makes him patur. Now the Drisha says that pshat seems to be mukhach from the Gemara, because if you learn Pashat Pshat like Rashi, the Gemara is strange. The Gemara says, Novak was Luya Tuna Badai. He went out to load it up. And they were Pashaya. So where do they tell Rava when he paskin that they're Chayyah? It seems that they told him that Mareimar went and loaded the animal. So at the end it ends up that he didn't actually load it, he was just going to watch it. So why did they tell him a wrong story to start? Why did they in the beginning tell him a wrong story? They said he went out to Mareimar, helped him load it. No, he didn't help him load it. All he did was he was watching. The Rabbeinu Chananel's pshat is very mistabruk. No, he actually went and helped them load it. Rava at first thought he was helping. He was, Rava didn't think about that. That was the mistake he had made, that he thought he had made. So in the beginning, the Gemara thought that he was just helping them. Then, and they said, what do you mean? So he's helping them, Rava's embarrassed. And he said, no, he was helping them, like the Rabbeinu Chananel. So he was actually loading it with them, but he was doing it for his own self-interest. He was doing it to feel how heavy this load that they were putting on.
How do we know when this
Kavanah is? Yeah, so he has to prove it, or they believed him, you know, in Mareimar, they believed him. They weren't arguing about the facts. Look, that's why I was saying, oh, that's what it was, so then, they weren't, if there was an argument, then you're right, then you'd use Hamas Yochav Elavarai, you'd have to see what to use over there. But that's not what the issue is. They're agreeing on the facts. So the Drisha says it could be even Rashi agrees, he just didn't say the whole story. And that is very mistaken to say that it's the way the Rabbeinu Chananel says, that he's actually helping him load the animal, but if he's doing it for his own self-interest, so that makes him it makes him not Shemir of Avilim anymore, and there won't be any Heter. The Tashbeit has the same kasha on the Gemara. What exactly was Rava told and what happened? He doesn't say like the Drisha, he says a little differently. He says that if you go help the other person, I don't care what your ulterior motive is, you're helping him. That's called Shmira Bevayilim. You're helping him load it. That's Shmira Bevayilim. And here Mareimar was helping load the animal. That's Shmira Bevayilim, even though his ulterior motive was to see how heavy it was. But Lesof, at the end, he brought Adam, he brought a Raya. That, and as why is it that way? He says, because if you just want to see how heavy it is, pick it up, look at it, why are you helping them? So he said he brought Adam at the end, that at first he really went out just to try to examine and try to see it on his own how heavy it was. And that's what he went out with Chachila for. When he saw it, that didn't work. There was no way he could figure out how heavy it was. It's only then that he helped them. The facts are the same. He helped them. But you thought he helped them. Chachila just went out and helped them, and that's the way he was to find out. So that wouldn't be enough to make him not Shemir Bevayilim, because he is helping them. But Lesof, at the end, he said, he proved that it was in my self-interest. It's just I couldn't do anything about it. This is the only way I could do it. At the end, I had to go actually help them. So that's why the Gemara concludes that it's not called Shmira Bevayilim. Now, back to our case of the Tashbeis. Those are the three sugyas that we had to see. The first sugya is that the work to be called a Shomer Bevayilim doesn't have to be working on that object that the Shomer is watching. The second thing we said is that the work has to be called, right, the work has to have begun at the time the Shmira starts, but we said Slav Dapka, actually physical working, just the preparation to work is enough, and it could be the Amira, an oral commitment also, but that's not so poshut. And the third thing we just learned is that if you're working for in your own self-interest, not to help out the other person, according to the Drisha, just stop. The fact that it's in my self-interest, even though I'm working for you, that makes me part of it. The Tashbetz has to add that you have to have some prior indication that it was for your self-interest. And then the fact that you're helping won't turn into a Shemir of Ayilim. So when it's, either way, when it's for your self-interest, so then there's no heter of no kula of shmira b'bayilim. So the Tashbetz looked first at, right, let's just review the case, that Shimon had given Reuven his gold to make a bracelet. Reuven said, I'm sorry, I'm too busy now, I'm making this other job for this other person, my work is not here even to help with yours. So Shimon said, look, I'll help you finish this job, and then I know how to bellow the flames, I'll help you melt my gold for my bracelet. So let's look at the work that he's doing with the bracelet. His bracelet, that his gold. So you want to say that it should be Shemira of a Bailin, right? The later Reuven is Posheyan and it gets stolen. But you want to make him Pata because no, Shimon is working for Reuven. So the Tashbetz says that's not going to help over here because at the time that Reuven became a Shomer on the gold, all we had was a mere oral commitment of Shimon to begin working at some time in the future, but the work hadn't begun yet. That was going to be later when there would be a work. But right now he wasn't working. That's not enough to make it Shmira of Abayim. And second of all, right, the last thing we just learned, that was in his self-interest. Why is he going and working with Reuven to bellow the flames to make that bracelet? Because he wants it. He needs it tomorrow. And it's in his self-interest to help out Reuven to get it done. So, because of both of those reasons, the Tashbetz says that there would be no pitur of Shmir of Abayim, because, number one, the work hadn't begun yet when Reuven had taken possession of the gold to watch it, to be an Uman, to be a Shomer on it. And second of all, even if he was working, it was for his own self-interest, so there's no Shmira, there's no Heter of Shmira of Abayim at that point. And he points out the way he's understanding the Gemara, because we see from the whole conversation was, why is he willing to help us? Because I need it done. Right from the beginning, we see that the only reason he's willing to help bellow the flames is because he wants his bracelet done, because he said, my work is not here. Reuven said, my work is not here. Okay, I'll take his place. But it's only for his own good that he's agreeing to work. So that's not called a petor, a shmir of a violin. However, he says, why is Shimon helping Reuven make that first job? He's not going to get anything out of that. That's going to go to Levi.
No, he will get something.
Well, I'm just saying the way Tashbetz says it. He says, Mitzad Mashin is asking about Malacha, what he's helping with that job near Pashta of Shmir of Ailim. This is even before he got the gold. Shimon was working for him with those jewels from that other person. Then afterwards he got the gold. That's all Reuven's gain. I don't have it on the end. I'm reading from the original here. That's all Reuven's gain. Shimon's not going to get anything out of that. So the Tashbetz is saying, now the Pitzri Choshen, I think, misread the Tashbetz. And Pitzri Choshen, if you look, he brings that the Tashbetz says, even if it's a peripheral gain, still the Tashbetz says that's called no longer Shmir Rebbeim, but if you look inside, he doesn't say that. He says B'Feirish. That for the second job, that's not Shmir Rebbeim, that's in his self-interest. But for the first one that he's working, even though the Tashbetz must mean, even though you're right, he's doing it because now Reuven will have the free hand to make his, but that job, that whatever it is, that necklace that he's making with those stones, Shimon's not going to take it, he's not going to make any profit from it, he's not going to get anything out of it. All he's doing is freeing Reuven in order to work for him. That's not called a toelis for himself. That's what the Tashbetz says. And based on that, he says that that's called real Shmir of Abayilin, because he's working for him, he has the stones, and then after he takes the stones to make this necklace for the first person, he started watching the gold, so they're working together with it. And that's Shmir of Abayilin. When he became a Shomer for Shimon's gold, Shimon was already working for Reuven, not for his own benefit. Just in case you don't like that argument, he says a few others. He says, why did you want to say he's a Shomer at all? Not the one that he said in the beginning. I mean, that's not a good argument. Why did you want to say he's a Shomer in the beginning? Because he's an Uman, he's working. But we learned when a worker calls up the owner and says, the job's finished, I'm finished, so then you're no longer a Shomer, you become a Shomer Chinam. Here might be Pshia, he said. But then he says, now you're Pshia, because there's a rule. We've learned that Shomer Shomer is Chayiv. But if you give it to the other Shomer in front of the owner and the owner doesn't say anything, we assume the owner doesn't mind that he gave it to the other person. So here also, when Shimon gave Reuven the gold, and then the finished bracelet, I'm sorry, and Reuven put it right down on the chest, so Shimon agreed to have it put there. He didn't say, put it away. He's agreeing to that sort of Shmira. Not only that, he says, Reuven never agreed to become a Shomer. He didn't say, we said to become a Shomer, you have to say, Hanach Lufon, I put it down here. He didn't say anything. He just put it on the chest. He didn't actually become a Shomer. So based on those reasons, the Tashbei says, Bechlal, it's hard to hear he is a Shomer. Only afterwards, he says, even if you want to say that he was a Shomer, even if you want to say that he is a Shomer, so it will still be, and you want to say it's not Pshia B'Vayim because the second one was for his purpose and it wasn't for working for the other person, but the fact that he first helped to finish the first job, that is called Shmira B'Vayim. He was actually working there, and it was only for that first customer's gain. It wasn't something he would gain. So the Tashbeis concludes he would definitely be Pater in that case. So for us, though, in our dinim of Shmira B'Vayim, we went these three halachas tonight. That first of all, it doesn't have to be a work in the job, in the object that you're watching. Second of all, you don't have to actually be working, just a beginning, a hachan, the preparation to work is sufficient to make you in that rule of Shmira B'Vayim. And third of all, is that it's not Kashmir Revilim if that job is being done for your own purpose, for your own personal gain, and not for the purpose of helping the other person, working for the other person. Next week we'll have one last in of Shmir Revilim, of some interesting halachas.